Welcome to Breakthrough with Brig, the podcast that teaches high-achieving Black women how to use thought work to break through barriers, get out of their own way, and become their best self in the most loving and sustainable way. Y'all ready? Let's dig in. Hey guys, episode 177. This is going to be a fun one. So welcome to another episode of the Breakthrough with Brig podcast, where we dive deep into the tools and strategies that empower you, especially us high achieving Black women, to break ceilings in health and wealth and relationships. I'm your host, Brig Johnson, your stress mastery coach. Today, we're tackling an incredibly important topic. We're going to build bridges in the time of stress because, listen, it's not if we get stressed out or if we come to a moment where we're like at our wits' end, it's when. And I want us to be prepared for those moments. So we're going to build some bridges with just a simple question, four words, queen, that could make all the difference. And they are, you ready? You got 8 minutes. That's it. Asking the question, you got 8 minutes. Hold on. This episode is vital because we're addressing a silent crisis affecting many, especially within our community. I'm seeing it. Everybody is like, I want to be in a group. I want community. Why? Because there is a loneliness epidemic going on. Recent studies, including those from the CDC, highlight an alarmingly increase in loneliness across the U.S. with significant impacts on our mental health. Social isolation and loneliness have become a widespread problem in the United States, posing a serious threat to our mental and physical health. What is social isolation? It is the lack of relationship with others and little to no support socially or contact. It's associated with risk, even if people don't feel lonely. Like, you don't have to feel lonely, yet you are at risk from social isolation. I myself have to remember this because good old Sagittarius me can be fine in my house for 3-4 days, never leave, go out in my yard, play in my garden, play with my dogs, but I am pretty much socially isolated because Zoom calls don't necessarily cut it. So my neighbor up the street, I walk up and see her. I walk outside and speak to my neighbors, get out the house, go get my toes done, go get out. Social isolation doesn't have to include loneliness for us to be at risk. Here's the other thing, loneliness. This is a feeling of alone or disconnected from others. It is feeling like you don't have any meaningful or close relationships or a sense of belonging. Many of us are lonely in our workplaces. Yes, there isn't a sense of belonging or meaningful close relationship, and there is this disconnect with others while we're at work. And this is the place that we spend the majority of our time at. It reflects the difference between a person's actual and desired level of connection, right? So how we actually feel at work and what is desired is two different things. And guess what? We want to feel welcome. We want to feel like we matter. We want to feel heard, seen, understood, like we belong. That is our actual desired level of connection. But what has actually happened And in many instances, is not that. So there is a loneliness epidemic within our homes, in our communities, but also in our jobs. I would imagine that we've been lonely in our jobs since we've been working as Black women, right? Yeah. So this can mean, though, that even a person with a lot of friends can feel lonely because it's the connection. It's not what we desire and what is actually happening could be two different things. I can have a lot of friends, but it's not at the level that I want. So therefore, I can feel lonely, even though it looks like I have a lot of friends. Now, loneliness isn't just about being alone. It's about feeling disconnected, unsupported, and isolated, as I said, even in a crowd. I tell people all the time, the loneliness, I felt the most alone when I was married. How about that? Like, that was the loneliness part of my life is when I was married, when I was partnered, when I lived with someone. I have lived in this house and by myself. I have been divorced 25 years. I've had plenty of lovers. I've had plenty of living boos and boo things and plus ones. And also, I have lived by myself for a significant amount of time. And when I was my loneliest was when I was married. So having someone there, having kids to take care of, doesn't mean we're not lonely. Why am I harping on this? Because I want us to understand that even as Black women who studies suggest might experience this more due to higher rates of single living, 70% of us are single, but let's not forget that even those who are married may experience loneliness like I did. And the significant professional demands that we are asked, where we are one of a few or the only, the stakes are even higher for us. So therefore, I think we need to be a little preventative because it's like, we know this is going on. We know these are the lives that we live in. So can we prepare for it? Why does this matter? Because loneliness, again, isn't just an emotional state. It's a health risk. It's linked to depression, anxiety, and even physical health issues like heart disease. Studies show that social isolation increases your risk of dementia by 50%. Yeah, I need to get out the house more. Heart disease by 29%, stroke by 32%. Loneliness is something we need to combat, not just for our emotional health, but for our physical well-being too. But there's hope. That's why I have this podcast. And it starts with connection. Y'all know that's my other favorite word. Compassion is the one, and that connection is the other one. Connection is our power line, our lifeline in times of stress. We know this as Black women, there ain't much better than a good old brunch, dinner, or even better, a girl's trip, right? And it doesn't have to be complicated. This podcast is sponsored by Brig Johnson Coaching. Hey, I have some exciting news for all of my high achieving women out there. That's right. I get the emails and DMs from you guys saying you wish you were my target market. I understand. We need great allies too, and we need allies with well-managed minds. Well, I've listened. So this offer is for you too, because it's a one-on-one offer. So if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, you're a woman of color or not, or an ally. If you're tired of feeling like you can't do more, I'm here to help. My one-on-one 6-month coaching program is designed specifically for you. Together, we will work on strategies to help you manage your stress and help you achieve your goals. Because women quitting on their dreams is just not an option. This is what my 6-month program can do for you. Instead of time management, we will uncover why you manage your time the way you are so that you can prioritize self-care, giving you more time to do the things you love. Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? Are you anxious with a chaotic mind? I get it. We target the root causes of imposter syndrome, helping you gain the confidence and self-assurance to pursue your goals and succeed in your career and your personal life. Do you struggle with communication issues, difficulty expressing yourself effectively, or asserting your needs professionally or personally? You'll learn to cultivate a positive relationship with yourself. We'll work on the why this issue is for you, why this is happening, helping you resolve the inner conflict so that you can easily take care of the external conflict with others. When it comes to communicating your needs, you don't need another communication class on how to resolve clients' issues. Once you uncover your hidden conditioning, you will have the skills to build stronger, more productive relationships with colleagues, clients, and ultimately leading to greater success and growth in your business and personal life. Listen, if you're a high-level woman ready to cultivate more meaningful and fulfilling relationships, both with yourself and others, and you take your business and professional growth seriously and you want to take it to the next level, you and your relationship with you and your brain is your greatest asset. My coaching program is perfect for you. You don't have to continue putting others first and neglecting your own needs and desires in the process. Because remember, you are your greatest asset. Let's work together to create a life that you enjoy of connection and success. If this interests you, reach out, book a breakthrough call at brickjohnson.com/breakthrough. Again, brickjohnson.com/breakthrough. Look forward to talking to you. Y'all know Simon Sinek. He's an influential thinker, and he shared a powerful tool that he uses with friends. It's called the 8-Minute Outreach. He started this when one of his friends said she had been going through a hard time, and he was like, wait, what? Like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't I know? And she was like, well, I asked you to come over, or well, I like, when I would call, you would say you were busy, so I just didn't bother you. And so she offered some indirect hints, but she made no direct request. So he came up with a simple thing of asking. And now they have this code word, which is, you got 8 minutes. So asking this can open up the door to support when you need it most. So what it is you and your friends and your family know this code phrase, you got 8 minutes. That means that the person who is receiving that request knows, A, I can always give up 8 minutes, right? And B, it is time for me to be present, not ask a whole bunch of questions. This isn't time to be like, what's going on or whatever, but this is the time for me to be with you in this moment. And it's so powerful because it lowers the bar to ask for help. And I love this. But think of it as like the game show, right? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? One of the most notable moments involved phone a friend lifeline occurred when John Carpenter, who was the show's first $1 million winner, used his lifeline, but he used it not for help because he already knew the answer. So he used his lifeline to inform his father that he was about to win $1 million. Now, that's connection, right? And that's what those 8 minutes are all about. But why 8 minutes? Well, Simon read an article, and I read the article too. It wasn't even about the 8 minutes, but in that article, it found out that 8 minutes is the perfect time where someone feels it's just enough time that they feel heard, they feel seen, and they feel supported without feeling like a burden. The article or the study was actually about, like, do people say, hey, I gotta go? Or like when they check out of the conversation, do we say, hey, gotta go? Or do we offer hints? That was what it was about. But the result was, what they found was 8 minutes is enough for both parties to feel shared, to feel seen, to feel heard. And it didn't, like, even the party who was on the receiving and had the request didn't feel bad about giving 8 minutes. So that's why 8 minutes. But let's dive deeper into this. I actually used a similar strategy with my daughter long before this. And she was in high school, and there would be times where she would call, and you know me, busy single mama, anesthesia, working 24-hour shifts, got an epidural here, putting people there. And she would call me, and I'm like, yeah, babe, what's up? Like, she's like, what you doing? Oh, getting ready to do an epidural, whatever, or I got to do this. And so she would give little hints that she needed me, but I was clueless because I was in work mode. Or when I would get home, I'd be like, hey, how you doing? Everything's good. Cook dinner and everything. And she would like come into the bathroom. That was their normal thing. When I take my bath, I still take my bath. They would sit in the room with my candles on the floor and talk. But a lot of times I'd be like, okay, and I'm going to go. And she would just leave out the room. And we realized that she was struggling, but she wasn't telling me that she was struggling, and she just needed me to be there for her. And I would say, like, why didn't you ask? Like, why didn't you tell me? Like, how am I supposed to know? And yes, like, I was busy. And yes, that was a big ask for her to say, hey, mom, like, when I'm saying I'm busy and I got this, for her to say, hey, I need you. And yes, that was unfair for me also to be like, I'm supposed to know and read it and pick it up, because not all the times, as good of a mothers as we are, can we like see like, oh, like when people are given those indirect hints, much like Simon Sinek and his friend, right? So she and I came up with, I was like, baby girl, like, listen, it's not acceptable for you to need me and me not be there, and then I not know and feel like ass, right? So listen, so we came up with a code word. So we started using the code word. When she said that word, I don't care, like she could say, hey, mom, how you doing? And she can say the code word. I knew exactly then what I needed to do. It wasn't, if she had said, oh, I'm having a hard time, that would have been a conversation. Well, what's going on? Such and such and such. That is so hard for someone to do when they are in the middle of the muck. But if there is a phrase or a word that you can say that they know, oh, that just means I need to be here. She ain't got to say nothing else but use the word, I'm here. Hey, y'all, I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Hey, can you get someone else to do that epidural? Or I'm going to go do this epidural and I'll be right back, baby. Like that. So that's what that strategy is. And I've had so much success with it. Now, my daughter actually only used this maybe 3 times through high school and college. But when she did, it was so relieving because A, she knew that she had a way to get help and she didn't have to worry about, is this a good time? Is this not a good time? And all of that. It left all of that burden there. She just had conch blanc. She can use the word. Now, notice though, she only used the word 3 times. So when we do this, some people will fear like they're going to use it all the time. People know when they need help. And the way we frame this up, a lot of people know, like, oh, this is like when I'm like, hey, I need you. And there is nothing more honoring and more satisfying for me to be someone's I need you, right? So that's my personal experience with it. And so when I read this, I was like, oh, that's what Simon is doing. And I thought, how great, especially in this time as Black women, when DEI is going to hell in a handbasket. Now, all of a sudden, every job we got because we were a Black woman. Now we're under more scrutiny. So we feel more alone in our workplaces. We feel more alone in our homes because we've gone to an individualistic society. Forget nuclear society. Like, we've gone to an individualistic society. 70% of us are single. So is there a way that we can bridge this gap and call a friend, right? So I wanted to bring this to you guys because I think it's important for us. So I want us to imagine integrating this into our lives with our family, with our girlfriends, with our friends, even with colleagues. Now, you can do like my daughter and I and establish your own code word or phrase, but I like you got 8 minutes because it's universal. There isn't like, if we all use, you got 8 minutes, right? Like you got a text, everything. If we all used it, then even if you didn't have the conversation, someone who you know, whatever, could be like, hey, you got 8 minutes. You would know exactly what is needed, what they are asking, and you can be there for us. Mental health is such a big thing. And so many of us are like, I didn't know they were struggling, because it looks like, again, you can be at risk and not be lonely, right? So I want us to like think about using this, establishing our own code words or using you got 8 minutes, but make it known that when this word is used, it's a signal for undivided attention. It's a signal for empathy and for support. It is the signal for me, like Brené Brown says, not to stand over the hole and while you're in the hole and go, hey, you okay? But for me to put the ladder down, not for you to come up, but for me to go down and sit in the hole with you. I love that visualization of that. Because when you're in the muck of things, it feels ginormous for you to say, hey, I'm going through some stuff and I need you to come over and spend some time with me. And I really don't need you to talk. I just need you to be there and listen, right? I remember recently I was going through something and one of my friends said, well, how come you didn't call me? And because I knew his methodology was going to be fixing it. And that wasn't going to help. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to explain it in the detail. And like, I tried that. I didn't try that. That wasn't where I was at. I just needed somebody to understand and be with me. So therefore, that person didn't get the phone call. However, had I had this conversation with them and had, hey, you got 8 minutes, he would have known exactly how to be there with me in that moment. Okay, so 4 simple words can say it all, and it can communicate that sense of urgency, that sense of I need you and protection. So what about our communities and workplaces, right? What if we instituted a culture where it is okay to ask for a few minutes of support? Can it transform our environments? I think it can. It can break down the stigma around seeking help and foster a more compassionate, supportive community, especially amongst ourselves when we're often, again, the only or one of a few. So as I wrap up this call, I encourage you to think about how you can implement this you got 8 minutes strategy in your life with your spouse, right? With your kids, with your parents, with your family, with your good girlfriends. Let's start a support circle. Share this episode with them so they will understand. You won't even have to explain it. They will understand. Or next time you guys do brunch, again, implement it. Talk about it and say, hey, shit is getting real out here. And sometimes we're going through and we don't even know we're going through, and it's difficult for us to ask. So what if we implemented this 4 words? You got 8 minutes, right? It's about making connection easier and breaking through the isolation that so many of us feel, especially when we're stressed out. This is one thing that could lead to happier and healthier communities. And if you try this, if you implement this, I would love to know. Shoot me a text, a DM me, shoot me an email at Brig@BrigJohnson and say, we instituted this, and tell me if it worked, or like, what was the result? I think for us to be proactive, because people are going to people. And right now, people are really peopling. And the stress of this world can get a little bit much for us, especially with the powerful positions that we have, and we're supposed to keep it all together and have all the answers, and we for sure can't show that we're rattled, right? That's where you can phone a friend and get a lifeline, an 8-minute lifeline, the quick fix to beat loneliness and stress. Share this podcast, guys. Thank you. And until next week, talk to you later. Bye. Did you enjoy this podcast? Well, I have a personal invitation. I want to spend time with you, coach you, talk about the issues that are affecting you. We do this in a community we call the Melanin Hour, created just for us high-achieving Black women. You can register at brickjohnson.com/coaching. And don't forget, Deeply Rooted is where we put all this shit together. We immerse ourselves and we master this. 6 months, you, me, and a bunch of women that look like you and got a little melanin in them. That's Deeply Rooted. You can register for the wait list at brickjohnson.com/group. Hope to see you there. Bye.